Yep.
Is this comfortable for you?
Yes, it's okay.
I assume there's not enough time to check Jaira the mother.
Yes. Yes.
Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Yadushesha Sanyavari Vastichade Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasana Gauravata Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
So I personally requested if I could speak first today so that Radhanath Maharaj can correct anything that I've said improperly and fill in a lot of the spaces and gaps that I'll probably leave. So forgive me for speaking first, but it was my request. Gopal Bhatta Prabhu has asked us to speak on a very important topic. How to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and his instructions and the following of those instructions by his disciple and our guru, our own guru, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Jaya, of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How to see that in relationship to both the longevity and the success of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's a very broad topic, and to actually fully do justice to the topic is going to be a little difficult for me to complete in a span of 15-20 minutes, which is the time which has been allotted. And therefore, I've decided to, for the most part, I'm going to try to let Srila Prabhupada speak on this topic, although I may add a few words myself. And I wanted to begin by reciting one verse and commentary from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a verse that I personally have embraced many times, specifically the commentary, and I consider it to be very relevant for someone who is in a position of leadership and somebody who's seeking and praying for the successful execution of the responsibilities that have been entrusted to him. I would like to read the verse of third point and then try to show and illustrate how Srila Prabhupada embodied these instructions by his own example, and how the seed of his behavior and everything he did came in the form of the orders, instructions that were given to him by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, which is, of course, what we are observing today is his appearance day. And we should certainly try to take note on auspicious David's appearance and what he performed by his example and what the potency he impregnated in his disciple and our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So that's a brief introduction to the topic that I'd like to cover, and I'll read first the verse. This is third canto, 9th chapter, 29th verse. Shri Bhagavan Tubacha, Mameda Garabhagas Mandrin, Sarva Uddayam, Udyamam Prabhaha, Tanmaya Paditam Yagre, Yamam Pratayate Bhavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging for me has already been granted before. Purport. Any person authorized by either the Lord or by his bona fide representative is already blessed, as is the work entrusted to him. Of course, the person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability and must always look for the mercy of the Lord for the successful execution of his duty. One should not be puffed up because he is entrusted with certain executive work. Fortunate is he who is so entrusted. And if he is always fixed in the sense of being subordinate to the will of the Supreme, he is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. Arjuna was entrusted with the work of fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and before he was so entrusted, the Lord had already arranged for his victory. But Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord. And thus he accepted him as the supreme guide in his responsibility. Anyone who takes pride in doing responsible work but does not give credit to the Supreme Lord is certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. Brahma and persons in the line of his disciplic succession who follow in his footsteps are always successful in the discharge of loving transcendental service to the Supreme Lord. I'll just briefly summarize the point that Srila Prabhupada is making, and then we'll go on to connect to the other topics which I spoke about in the beginning. Prabhupada, in his commentary, is making it very clear that just as Lord Rama was praying for the potency to create, to execute his duty. And in his execution of his duties, he always wanted to be conscious of his subordinate position to the Lord. Imagine having to create the universe and then become entangled in it, which was what he wanted to avoid, how to do something very responsible and not think that I need to work. And how to avoid becoming entangled by thinking that I am doing. So essentially, the instruction which is being given by the Lord to Lord Rama, and which Srila Prabhupada has continued in his commentary to emphasize, is that it's one thing to be given the order and to be entrusted with important, responsible work. And Prabhupada says, when the order is there, the blessing is already there. But simply to have the order does not guarantee success. And therefore, the emphasis is that an important criterion for success is to be always conscious of one's subordinate position to the order. Otherwise, we run the risk, as Srila Prabhupada explained in this commentary, of having something which externally looks very nice, but it's not done very nicely. And the result may not actually be that which we were hoping for. Therefore, Prabhupada, speaking in this way in this commentary, In my realization, I was recently reflecting. We were given the opportunity at Srila Prabhupada's arrival festival in Boston, which was our 50th anniversary celebration of Srila Prabhupada. And we were given the opportunity to speak briefly, as we are speaking today, on meditating on what was the significance of Srila Prabhupada's journey across the Atlantic. And we took advantage to meditate on how Prabhupada, as he had written himself in his journal entry, which I also wanted to briefly read, that in his diary entry on September 10th, 1965, he said that today the ship is plying very smoothly. I feel today better. But I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my Lord Sri Govinda Gopinath Madhudhanagar. The only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which I have tasted the nectarine of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. I have left Bharatbhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His divine grace. I depend fully on their mercy, so far away from Vrindavan. Again, this element that he speaks about in his commentary to the Srimad Bhagavatam verse, that the devotee's criteria, the devotee's success, is not thinking that because I have been authorized, that's evidence of my qualification, which is a danger. The danger is to think, I've been authorized, just see how qualified I am. I've been given the authority to do this, to do that, to execute responsible work. But actually, the danger is thinking that because I've been authorized and qualified. But actually, the essence of the instruction is, although I've been authorized and blessed, I always have to be conscious of my lack of qualification. And therefore, if one is always conscious of one's lack of qualification, he can be more fully dependent constantly on mercy. He can be more fully dependent on, in the way Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita, Chaitasa Sanakamani, Mahi Sanyasi Mapura, where Krishna says, in all activities depend upon me, work under my protection, and such devotional service be fully conscious of me. Fully conscious of me, you cross over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. But if you do not act in such consciousness, and act through false ego, you are not hearing me, you will be lost. So success is guaranteed, as Prabhupada says, to those who are conscious always of their subordinate position to the higher order. And Srila Prabhupada always taught by his own example, because that's what acharya is. Acharya, he leaves his instructions, but acharya means he teaches by his example. Prabhupada left us so many instructions to follow, but he also taught by his own example how to execute them. And his example was, whenever he spoke, he would always give credit to the success of anything he did to the order that was given to him by his Guru Maharaj. He would never take credit for himself. He always gave credit to the high authorities. Prabhupada says that in the Nectar of Devotion, in the beginning, when he speaks about Rupa Goswami, and he says that he writes very briefly, he says, the author of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, very humbly submits that he is just trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, although he humbly thinks himself unfit for this work. That should be the attitude of all preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, falling in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. We should never think of ourselves as great preachers, but should always consider that we are simply instrumental to the previous acharyas, and simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for the benefit of suffering humanity. Again, Prabhupada's demonstrating, teaching by his example, in his presentation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and telling us that Srila Rupa Goswami himself thinks in this way, because that is the consciousness taught by our previous acharyas. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, as Thakur, as he gave in his instructions, Prabhupada spoke in his beautiful, and I know that Radhanath Maharaj also planned on speaking from his lectures, I won't speak too much from it, but he said something very, very important, which is also relevant to this topic. Prabhupada told him how he had written the letter to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and said that you have so many important people who are executing your order. And he said in his lecture, he says, I wrote him a letter, my dear master, your other disciples, brahmacharis, sannyasis, are rendering direct service and I'm a householder. I cannot live with you. I cannot serve you, master. So I do not know how can I serve you? Simply an idea, I was thinking of serving him. How can I serve him seriously? So then he speaks of the reply, dated the 13th of December, 1936. In that letter he wrote, my dear such and such, I'm very glad to receive your letter. I think you should try to push our movement to English. That was his writing. And that will do good to you and the people who will help you. That was his instruction. And then in 1936, on the 31st of December, just after writing this letter, he passed away. But I took that order of my spiritual master very seriously. But I did not think that I'll have to do such and such thing. I was at that time a householder. But this is the arrangement of Krishna. If we strictly try to serve the spiritual master in his order, then Krishna will give all facilities. That is the secret. Although there was no possibility, I never thought. But I took it a little seriously by studying a commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the verse Yavasiyapa Pabudhya Ekahapuru Nandana, in connection with that verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives his commentary that we should take out the words of the spiritual masters, our life and soul. We should try to carry out the instruction, the specific instruction of the spiritual master, very rigidly, without caring for our personal benefit or loss. So I tried a little bit in that spirit. And Prabhupada concludes that talk by saying, so there is a description in the Bhagavad Gita. So this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized. Very important. Now you American boys and girls, Prabhupada was, I think, Seattle at the time, American boys and girls, but actually all over the world, we should understand. Now you American boys and girls who have taken to this movement, please take it more seriously. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and my Guru Maharaj. And we are also trying to execute the will by descending succession. You have come forward to help me. I shall request you all that I shall go away, but you shall live. Don't give up pushing on this movement. And you'll be blessed by Lord Chaitanya and his divine race. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. We should be conscious of that. We should be conscious that that blessing is there. Prabhupada gave his blessing. He assured us we have the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How fortunate we are to have been given such a big responsibility. The rest lies on our shoulders. How will we keep ourselves always in that humble, conscious, subordinate position to that order and never become falsely proud, thinking that I am authorized, therefore I am qualified? No, I am authorized, therefore, due to my lack of qualification, I must execute the instruction which has been given, always conscious of the fact that whatever success manifests will only be manifest by my being conscious of my subordinate position. And Prabhupada assures us that those, that Lord Brahma and those who follow this line will always be successful in the execution of their duties. It will be done nicely if they're simply conscious of being subordinate to that position. There's so much more we can say about Prabhupada's consciousness and subordinate to the instructors. Many more things I wanted to say, but I'm limited, and I want Srila Radhanath Maharaj to expand, as I'm sure you will, and to fill in any of the, and correct, and to fill in any of the gaps which I have with him. Yes, very supportive.